start voting and do a little bit of simple research to see where that man or woman's heart is before we send them to Washington, D.C. to represent us, America. Is life so sweet or liberty so dear as to be purchased at the price of leaving our POWs in Southeast Asia? Well, liberty and freedom are so precious to me that I can't fight for it once and then turn my eyes and my heart away from our POWs. There was a statement made in the infancy of our country that our Constitution was based upon, and I feel that that statement applies more today than it even did back then. That statement was made by Patrick Henry, and he said then, and I say today, that I know not what others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
Something that should be dear to all of us. I don't know whether you realize it or not, but one of our friends in North Carolina, and it should be one of yours, is Mr. Hendon, is coming up for re-election this year. If you watch the news, you'll realize that the bureaucracy of our government is trying to put a nuclear waste dump in North Carolina. And the amazing thing is that it's right in the middle of Mr. Herndon's district. Now, this came about right after his meeting with the president and the coalition's meeting.
I'll be damned.
We need your help in North Carolina. Anything you can do, you write a letter, you scream, but we've got to keep Herndon in there. Okay? And the bureaucracy is fighting Herndon through the people of North Carolina by putting the dump there.
Bob, I'll just mention this right off. I didn't know that Congressman Henry was having this problem, but frankly, we can do it. Y'all keep your resources. I would ask the group to keep your resources on the POW issue, because I know how to take care of that. I didn't know it was a problem, but we'll take care of it. There's a group called the Stanton Group in Washington. You and I are going to stand group, and they've got the clout and power, and you know I think they can do that. If anybody can move that, that's something Bill Bennett and I can do in Washington, working with you on that one. And we can save y'all. We can do a much more effective job on that one because we've made other allies. You know, one of the things I do sometimes is we make these things in Washington take care of people. We all belong to our organizations. I belong to, for instance, Brotherhood of Vietnam Veterans, individually. And sometimes I have to write letters, and I can't do it on the coalition. because it's not worth 8 points. So I write letters, and I've supported SBI and different things, not on the court in the name of the coalition. But I've earned chits, but then we can use those chits to get a waste dump taken out of the state. So we'll do that. We'll do that. In fact, I'm telling you about it. We'll
love you, Tom.
Yeah.
Our bid from whatever, but I think there's one thing I'd just like to touch on what Sammy said. I just get a second.
Okay, keep it real tight though, all right? Because we want to wind the meeting up.
Sammy, you reminded me of a little statement that an MIA wife mentioned at the Region 3 League of Families meeting at Scott Air Force Base somewhat of about 40 days ago. Because of our democracy and our way of government, and in a sense through other rules, which sometimes doesn't prevail at the National League of Families meeting, which by the way is in July in D.C., we gotta go like hell this time. But Carolyn Standerwick, you're familiar with her daughters, she came up to the microphone with a couple of definitive questions and comments with the executive director of the league up in the front. And she says, "Ann, you may disagree with how we want to do proxy voting with the League of Families, and you may disagree with other things that we have to say, but one of the things that you've been preaching about in this democracy is that's the type of way you would like to run your meetings in a democratic form. But," she says, "I don't want any of you ever to tell me that I don't have the right to dissent, and that message could be carried on. God bless you all."
Lastly, incidentally, Warner, this is Burl Squab. I'm not going to ask you to speak, but I wanted to call attention to the fact that we do have a Weiss Medal, and you can contact him after the meeting. But Burl, you want to quickly stand so people can see who you are, and the Weiss Medal, see him after the meeting. But we'll show you what it is. This is a very excellent medal, and frankly, I want to see if I get one for my wife when I go back. So would you see me?
Judy.
Oh, sorry. We read the back of it, says, Vietnam veteran's wife, Vietnam veteran's wife, to my wife, I owe my life. It's quite a medal, and girl, wonderful contribution that you've made to come up with that. Anybody who's interested in this, we can see him after the meeting.
All right, Doc.
Delegation from South Carolina has $100.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. Secondly, the delegation from South Carolina, along with the coalition, is going to present our Arvin fella with a sticker that says, "I'm a Vietnam veteran."
All right.
In cooperation with veterans and unity everywhere, may we be united in all that we do. Thank you, gentlemen.
That's wonderful.
I'm staying with Doctor.
Mr. Chairman, leaders of Vietnam veterans, I have a confession to make with you.
Eddie.
I have a confession to make with you. I swear to you that that what I'm going to say is completely true and reflect our true feeling. This is the first time in my life, during I'm talking about the last 11 years, this is the first time, the first meeting that we have attended. The meeting is the most successful, the most meaningful, and the most worthwhile that we have attended with you. We feel that we have the obligation to present that feeling to you with our deepest gratitude and deepest appreciation to you, Mr. Chairman, to all of you, to the organizing committee. We are very, very grateful. I know that I may inflate and exaggerate a little bit, but I still want to say it to you that we want to put ourselves in our organization at your disposal so that you can use us, so that we can make good use of our organization, so that when we work together, we are united, we can have a stronger voice and we'll become more effective. I have learned that lesson, but during the last 11 years, I have tried very hard, I have tried to bring the organization to other umbrella organizations, but we have not met an organization with this kind of effectiveness and dedication, and I'm very grateful to you for the opportunity. Mr. Chairman, you remember that it was me looking for you and asking for participation, not you looking for me or asking for me, because I have learned that the veteran association, coalition, have proved to be effective, and I wanted to join you so that we can be a part of the organization, so that we can achieve something that we alone, we have not been able to achieve. Allow me to say one word about $500 that I want to contribute. Don't get me wrong, I'm not rich. I told you earlier that I was born in a poor farming family. My father died when I was 7 years old. I had to stay in isolated countryside doing all kind of harmless farm work until 17 years old. I went to school very late, 17 years old, when I began to go to school. When I went to school in Saigon, I stayed in Tambo, sleeping on the floor, no mosquito net, no blanket. I had to use public lights and public fountain to wash myself and to study. I received my master's degree from University of Pittsburgh after I served my country as a presiding judge and military officer as a majority leader. But this time, when I tried to get my PhD, when I received my PhD from University of Pittsburgh after I became a refugee, my family went on welfare when I did that. And then right now, my family, my wife, my children, they have to work at the grocery store, Circle K. You told them in order to make a living. But I feel that I do not need to ask the permission for me to spend $500. Mr. Chairman, I don't give it one time, but allow me to do it gradually. But in a few months, I will send you $500.
Resources of, I want to thank Richard Jones for being here.
That's what we're like.
But why did he just come up with $100? Fantastic, Richard.
$100 a year.
$100 a year with the plane. Deputy Knox, $100 is already in. Fantastic response. Thank you guys. Next question, it's been about 6 months. Product 10, you know, we do these so we can be action oriented. Immediately good. Thank you.